We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're starting a sugya. It's called Rav Chanina Sgan HaKahanim. It's a sugya of Tumah Taira. So before we start, just a few quick things about Tumah Taira. Something called Avi Avos HaTumah, which is like a mace itself. Avi Avos HaTumah can make an Ava Tumah. Then you have the Ava Tumah. It's like a Sheretz, Nevela, Zov. Those are Ava Tumah, and they can make Rishon LaTumah. And then you have a Rishon. A Rishon touches something else. It's a Sheni. And then by Kachim and Truma, you have a Shlishi. And by Kachim alone, you have a Ravi. Now, the halacha is that a Ava Tumah can metama Adam or Kalim, but a Rishon can only metama Oichel Mashkim. Those are all halachas that are right. So there are some, the Rabban and the Gedinim, that change this, but Midaraisa, a Rishon only can metama Oichel Mashkim and not Kalim or a Adam. But a Ava Tumah can. So now we learn the Mishnah. All the years of the Kahanim, like Nimnu, Melisrei, Vesabasa, Shenitma, Vlada Tumah. You had Basar, Kachim, that was Chayiv Sreifa. Let's say the case was it was Noiser, you had to burn it to get rid of it. And it was Tomei, Vlada Tumah, which means, sounds like it's a Sheni Latumah. It's Tomei with a Vlada Tumah. It's basically a Sheni. In my basar, should be avatoma. You want to burn it together with basar that was nitva avatoma, which is a rishon. So what's the problem? You have bishem moisim tumal tamasa. Even if you mesifim tumal tamasa, you're still allowed to do that. There's an iser to be moisif to make a kachim tame. It's an iser the raisa to make kachim tame. And here you're being moisif while you're burning, you're being moisif tumah. So the chiddush is that they didn't stop themselves from doing it. Even though you'll ask me, lachar having moisif tumah, the thing itself is a sheni. And it's burning with the Rishon. So at worst, it'll become a Sheni again. What's Moisef Tumah Tamasa? You're burning with Rishon. What's a Sheni? So Gemara will ask that Kasha. That's the first halacha of Achnias Kahanim. Kahanim. Hoisef Rabbi Kiva said even more. The Kahanim even did, when they served their Kachim, they even were more lax. They mixed more together. Other things were more tar with the Talmudic thing. What's the case? How's Rabbi Kiva Amar? Memeim Shul Kahanim. This is not talking about the kachim, it's talking about truma. Lo nimnum lahadlikas Hashem. Halacha is that kachim that becomes tamei is also bahanah, you have to burn it. The halacha is the truma that became tamei, you can't eat it, but you can use it for your fire, you can use it to light your room with it, you can use it for fire. So what the person did was, he took truma that was nifsal b'tfolyoyim. A tfolyoyim makes truma a shlishi, which only applies by truma. A tfolyoyim touches chul, nothing happens. It touches a truma which has shlishi, becomes a shlishi. And you put it b'ner shenitma tamei meis. You put it in a candle. Ner means a cup that holds candles. B'ner shenitma tamei meis. That became tamei tamei meis. The ner is a rishon. Tamei meis is a ava tuma. A meis is a ava v'sam. A shlishi put into the rishon. So here in the stands becomes a sheni. So here it's zicha. What we understand was meis tamei. Af bishem meisifin tuma tamei. That's where Rabbi Kiva added on. So the first mandiyam, the way we have it is you put a sheni together with the rishon. And the second case is you put a shlishi together with in a rishon. Put a shlishi in a rishon. Amra Meir, midavreim lamanu. From both these, we'll learn now that this way, we'll see in the Gemara, we'll have a discussion about this, but midavreim lamanu, we learn from Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva that say that you're allowed to take something that anyway was possible and make it more possible. So you learn from here, it's a serfin shruma tahira imatameim pesach. We're talking about Erev Pesach and making serfas chametz. Now, truma tahira you can't eat anyway, it's chametz. And Pesach's coming up, so you have to devour it anyway. So you let it burn it together with Tameya. It's becoming Tommy now. But we don't care, because since anyway you're not going to eat it, just like the Shlishi, anyway we weren't going to eat, you let it do it here also. Anyway, I'm not going to eat it, I'm let it continue and make it Tommy further. That's what Rameya said. Rav Yasi ainim in Amida. It's not a good Tzustel. And the Gemara will discuss why he argues holds not a good Tzustel. Says it's not a Tzustel to those cases before, where the simple answer is, because there was Tameh already, here was Tar, yeah, even though it's Asamachila, but ainim in Amida, Yasi says. Umoidim Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua, and Rav Eliezer and Yeshua are both Moida. Who is Rav Eliezer and Yeshua is, we have to see in the Gemara, but it could be the one coming up. Moidim Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua should start from Zula Atzma of Zula Atzma. They both have to burn, they have to burn Chumat Tahara by itself and Chumat Tameh by itself. What is the machlekes of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? Al tluya v'al tuma, al tameya. You have a tameya and something that's a suffik tuma. There, Shav Lezer Imer Tisarav Zulas Zulasma. You still have to sarif it by itself because maybe it's really tar and you're not making more tamei. Rabbi Yeshua Mashteim Kachas. You both can do it at the same time since it's tluya anyway. So you're not going to eat anyway. So it could go vaitem matamei. So upon them, we see in our Mishnah a chiddush of maybe you can meisiv tuma al tamasai, the two Rav Chanina and Rav Akiva, and we said even by Rameyhel, even by chametz you're allowed to do that, and even though it's not in tamei, just it's also to eat. And then we saw Rav Yosi argues in that. But I just want to speak out that by a koyin, Even though we're handling here by kachim, it could be a kmeisav tumah if it's tamei ready. The halacha is a kohen who's tamei ready, and now it'll be kmeisav tumah. Let's say he goes to levaya of one of the shiva kroivim, and he becomes tamei. So maybe he'll go right then and visit Rav Moshe Feinstein's cave at the same time because he's tamei anyway. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kmeisav tumah al tamasei. That was the halacha.
That's not kmeisav.
Why he's tamei right now? I'm saying he's Right. You don't do that. It's still that's also it's cool. But the mechaber calls a meisav. The only time he says that's the mishnah of Paskins. The Ramah says if b'shas you're touching the mace itself, then you're allowed to do something else. Then I guess there's tumah coming in right then. There's no problem. But to make a new tumah, that you can't do. But this is talking by kachim, not by a people. So I think about Ravite. So we learned in the ratio of the Mishnah, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKahanim said that Mimeim Shel Kahanim, they burnt a Vlad, somebody was Sheni, came from a Vlad Tumah, together with a Rishon. And called that Moisev Tumah Tumasa. That's like what Rav Chanina said, it's called Moisev Tumah Tumasa. You're burning a Sheni with a Rishon, it's called Moisev Tumah Tumasa. And Rav Zakasha, Mechti, Basa Shenitma Vlad Tumah, my Hava. What's a Basa that got Tumah from a Vlad Tumah? Basa that got Tumah from a Rishon. What is the Basa? It's a Sheni, my Hava Sheni. When you burn it together with basar that got tummy from an avatoma, again, what's an avatoma? A tummy mace. A person touches a corpse is an avatoma. Okay, so the basar touched the avatoma, the basar is a rishon. So now this basar, it's a sheni already, and it's touching a rishon. My have a sheni. Sheni v'sheni. My mace of atoma atomasa. There's no mace of atomasa here. It's a sheni and it's still a sheni. Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says that the first basar was tamei b'vlad atumah meant it was a vlad atumah. Rabbi Yehuda hacha b'vlad haskinon to have a shlishi. It was a shlishi. The kasava shlishi mutlasa is a sheni. The race is talking about a case. It was a shlishi taka. This basar was a rekiva. The Gemara's gonna ask the kasha. So he's a shlishi, and now you're burning it together with the rishon, so it's becoming a sheni. Now, let's just analyze before the Gemara's next kasha. How does something become a shlishi? We saw in the Mishnah how truma became shlishi with tvil yayin. But how does this food become a shlishi? We said a rishon cannot be metama anything besides for food. And this became tummy from a sheni, this shlishi. It became tummy from a sheni. So it has to be from another food. It can't be from another keli, because no such thing as a keli that's a sheni. So it comes out, we're saying, a rishon made a food a sheni, and a sheni made a food a shlishi. Is that true? Is Eichel Matama Eichel?
Yes.
Well, and it's more than that. That's not so schwer. That you can answer. You know how it happened with a mashkin.
No. Except for
Truman. But that kasha I'm asking is not so schwer, because you could say it's mashkin. Mashkin is Matama Eichel, Eichel Mashkin. That could be the Raisa. That goes both ways. The kasha is going to be when I mix both bosses together, what am I worried about? How is the boss of sushi becoming a shani from the Rishon? Eichel is not Matama Eichel. That's the Gemara's kasha. In how it became a shlishi, it's possible through a mashkin. It went to oichel to mashkin back to oichel. That's fine. But here, but in oichel matama oichel. So when you put it into the fire together, it's two basars. How is it matama each other? So Rashi like speaks out. The kibul matama my tesefes ika. The first wide line, the first middle wide line of Rashi, the middle sized wide line. It's no tesefes because oichel came matama oichel. So the basar came matama the basar. The tailent and the brisa. If Mayim falls on a zera and then a nevela fell onto that zera, Tamehu. And make it diyek. Says Tamehu. What's a who? Who Tamei v'neskeyetsa by Tamei? It can't make something else like it. Tamei. Something that's similar to it. Not a oichel cannot make Tamei. So we see, so what's our Mishnah talking about? Ma'isav al tamah. So Hanichel Abaya, the Amal Loi Shonol Bechul. Abaya says this whole halacha that Oichel cannot be matama Oichel midaraisa is only by Chulin. Av b'tshuma v'kachim Oisig Yertzibay. B'tshuma and kachim, it could make Oichel could be matama Oichel. Rashi speaks out. We learn that from the Nevuas Chagi that says there in the pasuk that they told the Kahanim. The whole lashon pasuk goes like this. Hein Yisa Ish Besar Kodesh Naf Bigdoy. A person's in a carry Basar Kodesh and is Bege V'Noga B'Knofay El HaLechem V'El HaNozid V'El HaYayim V'El HaShemen V'El Kol Meichel HaYikdosh V'Yano Kan V'Yem R'Loy. So they're talking about there in the pasuk we're teaching the Kahanim the Hilchos Tumah Taira. It's Mash Madir Oichel Tama Oichel. That's what he learned that from the Vuas Chagi. Abaya learned that from there. And he holds by Truma Kachim it does make Oichel Is V'Tama Oichel. Then it's good our Mishnah that's Moisiv when you put the Basar Shlishi together with Basar Rishon you Moisiv Tumah on the Basar. But Rav Adi Bar Hava Mishmei the Rava the Nami it's also good. The Amar Lo Yishonu Al Chulin V'Truma that there's no Oichel Is Not V'Tama Oichel Madaraisa. Avakachim oisuk yotze behem. Then it's also shapir. It's good because it's kachim na mishnah. First case na mishnah. El or if you know the Rav Adama mikra mali. The pasuk, the first pasuk, tamei hu. Mikra mali dibe kachim loishna chulin loishna truma loishna kachim. Ein oisuk yotze ba. The oichel's not matam oichel. Mayi kilameima. What's the mice of tumasa in our mishnah? If oichel's not matam oichel midaraisa. So my answer is. We are talking about here, Dika Mashkin Bahade Basar. That there's Mashkin together with the Basar. The commentary Machmas Mashkin. I just want to speak out that according to Ravina, that says that not Shtruma, not Kachim, not Chulin, that Eichel is not make Eichel Tami. What is with the Nevuas Chagi? So Rash speaks out that the Nevuas Chagi will be talking about the Midrabanan. It was after the Din Drabanan that the Eichel is not Tami Eichel. Balkapanim, now the Gemara is asking a kasha here in our Mishnah, what's the Maisa Tumah? I Eichel Nap Tama Eichel. My answer is, the Ika Mashkin Mahade Basa. This Basa, while you were burning it, had Mashkin with it. And they had Mashkin also when it became Tame. When this Basa, we said the Basa was a Rishon L'Tumah. It means it touched the Ava Tumah. When it touched the Ava Tumah, it was in gravy. It was had Mashkin around it. This piece of basa was a wet piece of basa, enough to make your hands wet, and that touched the sherets. The kamatam imach was mashkin. So if it came tamei, the mashkin also became a rishon over here. So when you burnt it together with this basa with the mashkin, and then the shlishi became a sheni from the mashkin, and that's fine, because liquid can matam of the oichel, drink can matam of the food. Ihachi. It says in our Mishnah that you burnt it high in basar. Shenitma b'avatoma. It says in our Mishnah that you put this basar that was a shlishi together with basar shenitma b'avatoma. Just say in my basar a mashkin b'bayalei. Just say the mashkin. That's the part. There's a mashkin, not the basar. The Mishnah is missing. That makes the part. The Mishnah says you're right. I've lived in Teretz. Ella nihida ain't oichel matam oichel midraisa. You're right. Midraisa is not oichel matam oichel. But that's raisa. Midrabanan miu matame. But midrabanan is tame. Midrabanan is tame. And since it's Tami Midrabanon, therefore, that's the Chiddush. You're allowed to be Moisiv Tum Midrabanon. Here was a Shlishi, and now I'm making it a Sheni Midrabanon, Oichot Oichot. The Chiddush of Chinis Kanakam is that you burn it together. You're not worried that being Moisiv now, making it a Sheni Midrabanon. That I'm not worried about. That's what our Mishnah is teaching us.